Hello and welcome back to How Did You Do It 2025, the podcast where we find out how the F people are getting through life, because let's be real, it can be pretty brutal. And we're all in this together. This is a space for you to feel seen, heard, held, and understood. Join us as we discuss how people have navigated through their hardships and how we can all benefit through community, kindness, and practice to self. You can find me through the community events that I run and also at the centers where I teach meditation. Follow my Instagram at Gabby Meyer or HDYDIPod to find out more. Hello and welcome back to How Did You Do It? The first episode of 2025, and I had originally recorded another episode, but after a couple of conversations, I've decided to pivot because I think that from the people that I have been speaking with, 2025 so far has been an incredibly interesting beginning of the year. To give some examples, I've had people around me who have been diagnosed with something, or they have unexpectedly lost something, whether that be a job, a friend, or someone's passed away. Whether there have been breakups, I'm not sure if it's just in my world around me, but all the conversations seem to be around sitting in transition and change and sadness. And so I felt really called to talk about sitting with transition as when we are in that space and dealing with something that feels rather large to grasp or to conceptualize. It's really hard to imagine when something is going to sort itself out, or you feel like you're in a tunnel of a never-ending loop of thoughts. And often we look towards the top of the mountain of where we want to go, and we're at the bottom. We've just got our hiking shoes on and we have no tools around us, and it just doesn't make sense as to how we're going to get to that top of the mountain. And I heard something the other day and it really helped to shift my perspective within my own transition. And it was somebody talking and they were saying that if you were working with a homeless person whose circumstance was so dire and you were talking to them about positive thinking and affirmations and creating a life that you love, they would sit there in their current circumstance and they wouldn't even have motivation to try. They wouldn't even have a reason to think positively or to change anything because of how dire their circumstance was around them. How do you tell someone to speak positively to themselves when everything is working against them, or when they feel like it's too big to handle on their own? And the point of the message was that when you're in that state of dealing with loss, transition, change, when you feel like you don't have control and that your emotions and thoughts are spiraling, if you were to imagine a merry-go-round and picture that the merry-go-round symbolizes the cycle of negative thoughts and feelings, the goal is to simply grab the merry-go-round and slow it down so that you can get on the merry-go-round and it's not running away without you. Getting on it means that you are just aware of your thoughts, because once you're aware of the thoughts that are constantly occurring, that are perpetuating the feeling of hopelessness and pain and hurt and loss or obsession or whatever it is that causes further pain and suffering as a result, if you can just slow that down, you can take glimpses in seeing a new perspective in something. If you just slow the thoughts and focus on something outside of yourself for a small moment, something to remove that cycle when your situation feels painful, to then be able to start to shift something within. Maybe your heart rate comes down, Maybe your breathing regulates. Maybe you feel more trusting within yourself, regardless of what is happening around you. You don't have to know how the days are going to go ahead of you. You don't have to know anything other than in this moment, right here, right now, you can shift something just by slowing your thoughts. At this point, we are not looking to get to the top of the mountain. We are not looking for drastic change. We are looking for something, let's say, what do you call it? One of those hiking sticks that helps shift your weight so that you can put one foot in front of the other. All we are looking for is small movement forward. Because when we can focus on the smallest shift of something, whether it's the sun in your skin or people around you or memories that have made you laugh or smile or something that takes you out of the current circumstance that is making you feel like this, small shifts build momentum into bigger shifts. It's not something that happens straight away, but you're just looking for small shifts when you're in that moment. Another conversation that I had with someone recently where a question was asked and we were talking about compassion, because everything in therapy is moving towards compassion, compassion towards self and compassion toward others. And it can be really, really hard to stay compassionate when you have lost something out of your control, whether that be a job, a partner, or a friend. So the question arises, how do you stay compassionate towards somebody when you have felt a lack of compassion from them? And we were speaking about staying compassionate towards someone else whilst you are in pain is to look at that person as a person outside of yourself. Remove that emotional connection and look at them as a whole person and see that something has made them close their heart. But that does not change your heart. The way that someone communicates with you, whether that be, again, the loss of the friend, the job, the partner, you can look at that person and say, I feel compassion for you, that your heart is facing something that is making it close from yourself and from other people. Or, I feel sad for you and compassion for you that your heart is closing towards me. But as an individual outside of you, I'm going to stay compassionate towards myself. And my heart is going to continue to be open to the kindness that people offer me. My heart is going to be open to witnessing human connection between other people. My heart is going to feel happy when I see children playing together or puppies that approach me in the street. My heart is open to the music that takes me back to my happiest times and to whatever situation that has hurt us. Know that they are currently disconnected from their heart, but we can stay in ours. What does your heart need from you today? Does it need a kind word or many kind words? Does your heart need touch? Does it need a hug from somebody else, or does it need a hug from yourself? Does your heart need a listening ear? Tune in and ask yourself what your heart is needing, and don't be afraid to ask for it. Because when you meet yourself at your heart and you show up in that space, other people will meet you there too. I'm going to choose the people that are my safe people, that are going to meet me at my heart and hold me and listen to me and sit with me. So if you are dealing with something that is more challenging and you are in transition and you feel like you're in that place where it's hard to see, you've lost hope and belief and you don't know how it's all going to look or what's going to happen next, slow the thoughts. All you need is one thing to shift your perspective, to build momentum, to get back to yourself. Notice when you are ruminating and have support around you who are safe people Meet them with your heart and tell them that you need them. They will drop everything and they will come to you. And if you feel like there is no one there, no one who can really sit with you, I will put support numbers in the description of this episode so that you know that you are not alone in your struggle. And it only takes 8 minutes with one person who gives you their undivided attention to help steer you onto a better path. We're not looking for drastic changes. We're looking for small, subtle steps that create small shifts, that create momentum. Remember to stay in your heart, in your heart space, and what they have chosen to do with their heart space has nothing to do with you. If they have chosen to close their heart to you, that has nothing to do with you because that is their heart space. Your beauty is within your heart. The second thing I wanted to talk about today was vision boarding, which gets a lot of eye rolls. However, when I did my vision board last year, I printed out a fair few photos in a bit of a strategic way where, for example, the money I wanted in my bank account, I took a screenshot of my bank account app and I photo edited the digits that I wanted into that picture and printed it out. And I ended up actually getting the exact amount in my bank account that I had printed out on my wall. Alongside that, I had photos of Bali. I didn't know what I wanted with Bali, but I knew that I wanted to have some kind of working, living experience in Bali. And throughout the year, I was invited to host meditations on a retreat in Bali. I actually went to Bali 3 times last year for different reasons. Every concert that I wanted to go to on my vision board, I missed out on tickets for every concert I wanted to go to. And I literally had tickets gifted to me for free for those concerts. So vision board is not about I want to, you know, buy the $3 million house and have this car and have this wardrobe and be this weight and have the abs and, you know, all the things that might not actually mean much to us or hold much value or be of any motivational use. It's about creating a feeling or a way to realistically imagine yourself living in an emotion. Not all the time, but something that attracts what you are wanting to you. And the reason I share about my vision boards and the success I had with it last year was because my intention behind it was just to often reflect on the life I wanted to live. And I was able to do that. And I woke up each morning and I looked at the vision board. I looked at it at least once a day. I had photos of it on my phone. And so take a moment to reflect on how you envision yourself feeling this year. Is it feeling free? Is it feeling expansion? Is it feeling curious? And when you follow those thoughts, what images come up? And they don't have to mean anything to anybody else. One of my images this year is literally like a photo of space to remind myself of how big the universe is and how many things that occur in the universe that we don't understand and how much there is to still learn within the universe. That's not something I can put into words on a vision board as to what that means, but it creates a feeling within me of hope and possibility. And that's what I want to feel when I wake up each day. And I implore you to take the time to go onto Pinterest and just scroll through the homepage and see what images evoke certain emotions. Is it joy? Is it laughter? If it's creating feelings of blockages, or if you look at like a place and you think to yourself, oh my God, I could never afford that, but I'm going to put that on my vision board. That's missing the point of what the vision board can do for you. And the reason why I'm talking about it at the end of Jan is deliberate, because we can choose at any point. It does not have to be a New Year's resolution. We can wake up one day and choose, actually, I want to feel this way in my day today. And what image is it that's making me feel that? For example, joy is a big one for me at the moment. And so a lot of my songs and a lot of the people around me and a lot of the places I'm going to ignite such pure joy in me. And when I wake up each morning and I reflect on the day prior and I look at the photos that bring me so much joy, it takes out half the work of trying to put yourself in a good mood for the day. You're just automatically tapping into an emotion that you want to feel to attract more of that into your life. And so I'm going to leave you with that thought. What images create an emotion that you want to be feeling more of? And remember that anything that is external to you, anything outside of yourself, can be taken away from you. So it's really an opportunity to create those emotions within you so that you only need to rely on yourself to bring those emotions to you as well. I hope that you have a beautiful month ahead. I will be back with more episodes, and I cannot wait to be in your ear holes for 2025.